Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
Can't be true.
A little bit of this and that.
What are you saying?
Just Talkin'. Brought to you by In.com.
This is Just Talkin', brought to you by In.com, and I'm Supriya with you. And today, let's talk about some LGBT community celebs who are doing their bit for the society and, of course, celebrating the fact that there was a very positive judgment on the Section 377 of the Indian Penal Code in 2018. First up, let's talk about the mother in that ad that just had us crying rivers and buckets and whatnot. To just know that this is her story and then to be told that it is her real life story is something that was so touching. We're talking about Gauri Sawant, who was born as Ganesh Suresh Sawant, and her childhood has been anything but easy. To grow up in an environment where you are shunned, bullied and completely ignored is not easy. But Gauri, being who she is and, you know, being so well spoken, has managed to come forward and help people and make sure that, you know, her voice is heard and she becomes the voice of so many other people. Now, she underwent the transition with the help of Humsafar Trust. Though it was a struggle, she went on to form an NGO of her own called Sakhi Char Chaughi in Mumbai. Her intention really is to reach out and make sure that she can help people. She wishes to build a house for children of sex workers, you know, using her own land, and she's actually trying to crowdfund that. And she believes that if children are given the right environment and love and care, they will thrive. It's heartbreaking to know she didn't have that, but so amazing to see the spirit of how you can use something that has happened to you, you know, to motivate you to make things better for other people. She has, of course, adopted her daughter Gayatri, but plans to help and reach out to so many more children. Now let's talk about someone who comes from a very, very well-known hotel family. And now with that kind of attention and that kind of spotlight on you, it couldn't have been easy. But he says coming from a family of strong women and a very supportive mother, whose video he actually has uploaded recently on Insta. Keshav Suri from the Lalit Group of Hotels actually talks about, you know, how it has been growing up, being bullied, being shunned, all of that, and then falling in love and realizing that he had to do his bit. He filed a writ petition in the Supreme Court in April last year to quash Section 377 of the Indian Penal Code, and of course celebrating the judgment that was passed as well. So many things that happened, and of course Keshav, being from the hotel industry, decided he needed to do something, and that's how a nightclub that was all inclusive came up, which was called Kitty Sue, and that's only growing and growing, and there's more support coming his way, and he's so very glad to have been able to get this kind of a platform to do things and also to be married to the love of his life. And he says that if it wasn't for his husband, you know, a lot of these things might not have happened, because it was one conversation that sparked things off. Next up, let's talk about Vikram Seth, who is known for his novel, of course, A Suitable Boy. He's a renowned face, really, in the literary circles, and everybody knows him as one of the most, you know, influential people of the modern era. And, you know, to think of where he comes from, like his mother was the first woman Chief Justice of a High Court in India. Vikram Seth himself is a Padma Shri recipient, and, you know, there was a heartfelt poem that he had penned down talking about just what it was like when the verdict had criminalized a certain aspect of their lives, titled Through Love's Great Power. Now, his mother, who's Justice Leela, has been openly supportive of him and has been a strong supporter of the gay rights movement as well. And the entire world knows about her disapproval of Section 377, and clearly another family that is rejoicing and celebrating the new judgment. Now let's talk about someone who comes from a royal family. Yep, the very first thing you think of is protocol and so many, you know, rules of do's and don'ts and things like that. Now imagine what life must have been like for Manvendra Singh Gohil, who comes from a conservative family. And of course, his family disowned him in public for coming out in public. But that didn't stop the prince. And he set up his own charity called Lakshya Foundation that works with homosexual men and the transgender community to promote, you know, safe practices, despite having faced lot of hindrances from the police as well. Now, Manvendra and his charity, they made headlines as well recently when they did some shocking things, but all to just get the kind of attention that, you know, certain aspects and certain issues in life absolutely require. Now let's talk about a rather familiar and popular face, Lakshmi Narayan Tripathi, a transgender rights activist. She's an actress as well as a Bharatnatyam dancer. You must have seen her in Big Boss. She's done documentary films, and you know, a lot of people interview her because she's extremely well spoken and very clear about what she really thinks should be the right kind of way to live and the things that people should be given. In 2002, she went on to become one of the founding members of the Dai Welfare Society, which works for the transgender community and represented Asia Pacific in the UN in 2008, where she spoke about the plight of sexual minorities in the society. She also started this beauty pageant called the Indian Super Queen Beauty Pageant. It's been about 9 years now that it started, and I think it's amazing what she's doing in terms of, you know, really going out there and leading by example. Now let's talk about a filmmaker. Usually you'd imagine they have a lot of, you know, say in things, and it's a great way for them to actually bring out their feelings or, you know, really communicate a message. Now Onid is one of those filmmakers who's used his films and the medium to do exactly that. From My Brother Nikhil to I Am, which was of course an anthology of short films, and it explored various themes like, you know, single motherhood, displacement, child abuse and so on. I think it is the fact that he used his medium so beautifully to express these things, and I think there are awards to, you know, support that. He won 2 national awards, and the film that's I Am also won the iView 2010's Engendered Award New York for outstanding contribution. He's one of the few people in the industry who are, you know, quite open about it and use the medium to communicate. Then there's Sonal Jiani, who's known for her pioneering work in highlighting lesbian and bisexual women's issues, as well as LGBTQ youth work. She's very vocal. She's an activist and actress, and she has, worked and co-founded India's largest LGBTQ youth initiatives, Yarya and Umang, which is a lesbian, bisexual, transgender initiative in Mumbai. She too was working with the Humsafar Trust, and, there was this documentary-style TV series called Connected Humtum that happened in 2013. That's where she shared her real life experiences, struggles and all of that. Now, I've been talking about the Humsafar Trust quite a bit now, isn't it? And Ashok Kavi, a journalist and one of the most prominent LGBT rights activists in India, is the founder and chairperson of that Humsafar Trust that has really helped people make the transition and helped them during times when no one else was willing to take people in. Kavi was born in 1947, so you can just imagine what the stigma and just the kind of reactions that he must have got to his homosexuality back in the day. He actually dropped out of engineering college, and then he enrolled as a Hindu monk in the Ramakrishna Mission and studied theology. And, as luck would have it, there was a senior monk there who encouraged him to freely explore and also, you know, find out what his true feelings are and where he stands. And that's how he left the monastery and then went on to study at the Indian School of Journalism in Berlin. And his coming out interview, I mean, imagine this happened in 1986. You can imagine the kind of, you know, hangama that it created back then. And in 1990, what he did was founded Bombay Dost, which is India's first gay magazine. Now, the organization also continues to mobilize legal emancipation of homosexuality in India, and of course also has a lot of intervention programs for HIV, AIDS and sexually transmitted infections in Mumbai as well as Goa. Coming back to cinema being a medium of really, you know, sharing thoughts, points of view and opinions, here's Shonali Bose, who's a film director, and she's bisexual. She's also a writer, a producer, and, she has made movies like Amu in 2005, and more recently, a couple of years back, there was Margarita with the Straw, which spoke about, you know, two women living with disabilities and they fall in love with each other. Now, her work has really won numerous awards, a National Film Award, a Bridgestone Narrative Award and a Sundance Mahindra Global Filmmaker Award as well. So it's, you know, filmmakers like her who are also able to use this medium to express where they stand and what their thoughts are that make a huge difference. And then there's Wendell Rodrigues, a fashion designer and an LGBT plus rights activist. Wendell Rodrigues has been campaigning for the legislation of homosexuality for years in India. So obviously when the Supreme Court's decision was announced, you know, he took to Instagram and sharing it with all of his people, saying at the stroke of noon, the Supreme Court of India gave us freedom. And it indeed is a heady feeling. After decades of writing on Section 377 and speaking on endless TV and radio debates, freedom from criminality is finally here. Now, that is a huge thing. You know, while we might just sit here thinking it was a judgment and it was, you know, long overdue, I think it is people who have fought for it, people who have gone out there and done their bit to try and make a difference, try and get that awareness and to say that it is, after all, everybody's right to fall in love and to be loved. You know, for them, this has made such a huge difference. He says it's not just the decriminalization of an entire community of Indians that has left one elated and in a celebratory mode, but it's also the wording of the the wise judges who not only stood up for the LGBTQ community and also offered an apology. And in the words of Justice Malhotra, members of LGBT community and their family members are owed an apology from society for being denied equal rights over the years. Well, it's taken celebrities, it's taken activists, it's taken people who truly believe in the cause to fight for their rights and the right to love and to just be the way you are, to be accepted the way you are. It has taken a really long time, and while the judgment has been passed, here's hoping that the society's mindset at large changes too, and we become all inclusive and believe that love truly is for everybody, and love really should know no boundaries, no gender, no discrimination, nothing. Just love and some more of it this year and for many years to come. This is Supriya with you on Just Talkin'. Thanks so much for joining us.
Just Talkin', brought to you by In.com.